You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Bill Doors, who is a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Tanya Milton, Vice President and Advertising Director of Savannah Tribune. Hey, Tanya.
Hello there.
And the holidays are upon us, which means it is a very busy time in Savannah. Bill, there's some seasonal theater you can check out.
Yeah, if you want to get in the spirit of winter, the Collective Face Theater Ensemble, it has an ongoing run of A Midwinter Night's Dream. It's an adaptation of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, of course. Great fun, great imagery, really just a strong piece of theater. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next two weekends.
Speaking of getting in the holiday spirit, the school children of Savannah are doing their part to make sure we're all in the spirit of things.
All the children, all of the Savannah Chatham County Public School children will gather to offer popular lunchtime serenades. They'll be performing at 208 Bull Street, starting at 11 o'clock every day through the 19th. So that's going to be fa-la-la-la-la.
Yes, lots of cute kids singing carols. And there's also popular holiday music from the Philharmonic.
For the Philharmonic Orchestra has unveiled their plans for this weekend, starting Friday and Saturday. They actually have two full shows on Friday and Saturday, and then they have a family matinee that's going to be on Saturday at 3 p.m. And that's all going to be held at the Johnny Mercer Theater, and they will provide Savannah residents as well as our visitors alike a perfect opportunity to enjoy the sounds of the season.
And then, Bill, of course, December did just start, which means that Friday is the first Friday of the month.
First Friday? That means another First Friday in Starland. In particular, at Sulphur Studios along Bull Street, they'll be having all sorts of sort of First Friday festivities, including the December Street Market, Winter Block Party, and lots of local businesses, local artists selling things that are suitable for gift giving. This particular First Friday is also the celebration for the City Market. They'll be hosting an open house on Friday evening, beginning at 6 p.m. in conjunction with all sorts of holiday events, Christmas events.
Tis the season.
Yeah, it is the season indeed. We've got celebrations in Starland. We've got celebrations in City Market and on the river as well.
Celebrations on the river. The holiday. Happy holidays. It's that time. From the Savannah Waterfront Association will begin their festivities the 7th through the 9th. And they'll all be down on Recyclers Plaza. They've got a mixed variety of decorations, arts and crafts. There will be exhibitors there, live music, dance groups. So much fun for the holidays.
And most of these things we've talked about are pretty family friendly. Take the kids with you. There's also some adult fun this weekend, Bill.
Savannah's inaugural burlesque festival will be held this weekend. It starts Thursday evening at Club One, and then it moves to the Jinx for Friday and Saturday with a full lineup of performers each day.
And then finally, of course, as we've been talking about, holiday season, holiday shopping, that also means lots of presents to wrap.
Lots of presents.
Yes, and you can get some help.
Absolutely. Greenbrier will start their gift wrapping on Monday, the 10th, and will go through the 24th. And they also have the competition of the rap with the microphone.
Both kinds of rap.
Yeah. So, and what they're going to do is they're going to launch it. It's the first year that it will be online. So, of course, you'll be allowed to vote for your favorite song and also donate to Greenbrier.
Excellent. Well, Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Bill Doors, editor of the music blog Kissing Lawns, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great weekend. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You too. Yeah.